All right, Ike, something the Eagles really struggled with last year was getting off the field on third down. That was a real big thing in this game. Jags are just 2 for 14 on third down. That included short and long.
Yeah, you can tell this was a point of emphasis during the offseason as the Eagles struggled with this last year. But in their first game here, we're going to see them versus the run. Here's what I love about the Eagles' defense, particularly this front seven. Everyone does their job. You're talking about run fits. These guys holding at the point of attack, Connor's job here as he gets inside that blocker is to spill this guard, that fullback coming around. He does his job forcing this fullback to take on Malcolm Jenkins, okay, who's also a part of the run game. And guess who gets to be free? D'Amico Ryan's basically untouched there because everyone in front of him did their job.
Absolutely. And I think Malcolm Jenkins is going to be a key, too, this year in both the run and the pass. And, yeah, you see it right there. But, yeah, the interior was great all day.
Being good against the run is all about getting in your gap and gap responsibilities. Watch the Eagles here versus the Jags. You got a double A-gap look here. The Eagles are showing blitz. They got seven men in the box here. The Jacksonville Jags only have six guys to protect them. What you're going to get here is from Chad Henne, mm-hmm, is a turn protection. Chad believes all the pressure is going to come from this side.
Right.
So what he's going to do is have his offensive lineman block that way. The mistake is you got a 6'5", 260-pound linebacker
who's athletic
being blocked by a small tailback.
Yeah.
And that's a matchup that the Eagles will take every time.
Yeah, nice disguise here, too, on this as the Eagles get back. But, yeah, I mean, Connor Barwin's going to win that every time.
Connor Barwin did that a couple times Sunday.
Yeah.
That's just as big as a tackle or a sack, in my opinion, when you bat the ball down.
No question. That's one of the great things about him is his versatility, whether it's the run, the pass, whatever. You saw it right there.
I know it's just game one, but the Eagles' defense looked vastly improved on third down.